Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One of the things that I have to tell you, one of the things I have to tell the audience, and again, I cannot tell you where I got this information from, so you're either going to be like, all right, Damon, I'm going to take you at your word, or you can be skeptical here. I don't care if you believe me or not, but here's what I know, is that there is a current San Francisco Giant right now who really doesn't have a deal with the San Francisco Giant, who would like to very much end his career in a Giants uniform and not take triple the money to go be a Baltimore Oriole. Last name rhymes with Smelt. And
I wonder who this is.
And he can't get the Giants on the phone. The Giants do not have any sense of urgency about their negotiations. And if it's all because there's a doddering old man who can't bring his eyes up from Fox News long enough to make a phone call, take a phone call, and get a deal done, it's starting to sort of come into focus where the broken apparatus is in these negotiations. It's a time issue. The Giants don't spring on anything. They're a day three participant in free agent negotiations, right? I mean, that's pretty much how it's felt over the last, since Charlie Johnson took over. They don't appear on the, you know, very first hot stove league show coming, you know, the free agency's officially open. We got three players signed. One of them is going to the Giants. That never happens. This team waits forever to call back free agents, their own players, people that have been career San Francisco Giants. There is no sense of urgency in any way the front office operates, and I've got that from people who are dressing inside the clubhouse.
The only question that I would have in response to that is it the people in San Francisco or is it the guy in Florida? And it's looking more and more like the people in San Francisco, they might want to do some things, but they have to clear it with the guy in Florida, and the guy in Florida is not clearing anything.
Here's the deal.
Because
Farhan should be resigning today then, right? Shouldn't he?
Well, yeah, except they don't have these many of these jobs, you know, and maybe he's just going to go, okay, these are the conditions I'm working under now. I mean, he might just, you know, grit his teeth and grind through it because there are other owners like Charlie Johnson, and there are more owners like Charlie Johnson than there are like Steve Cohen. So he might just decide, you know what, this is now a really crummy job, but it still pays really well.
We'll talk more about Steve in a second here. 888-957-9570. This is Mark in San Francisco. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing today?
Very well.
I just want to say, man, I honestly, truly believe that Gabe Kapler has lost the Giants locker room. And I feel like there are many signs that point to that. The first one is that scruff that he had when he was pulling out, I forget who it was, Sam Littell or some reliever, some powerhouse guy that they love to use. But anyway, he was pulling him out, and we all remember they had that little stare down and argument and whatnot. And I think that speaks volume, man, because if you ever hear Gabe Kapler talking in an interview about the team, he's always talking about this organization, this team. Never us, our team. When you hear Bochy talk, it was always us, our team. I made a mistake. Gabe kind of, I have this feeling like he tries too hard to be this dominant figure within the locker room, and that just rubs a lot of guys off. Like,
so, Mark, here's, like, I can tell you definitively that half the clubhouse likes Gabe Kapler, the other half, the veteran half, really doesn't. They think he's a little bit of a preening schmo, and you know, they've met smarter baseball men. They've met people who handle situations better. Again, Gabe Kapler is so far to the, you know, extreme end of political correctness that really doesn't play in the clubhouse as much as, you know, there is no dumber group of athletes who just want to be told what's what, and I mean this with all due respect, than major league ball players. They don't want things couched and landed the right way. Like, a major leaguer doesn't give a damn that, you know, we don't pinch hit for, we pinch hit with, which Gabe made such a big deal out of this. All they care is that they're not getting their at bat and someone else is. Gabe Kapler has issues in his own clubhouse that need some massaging and revolving, and you're right about that, Mark. But this has absolutely nothing to do with Gabe Kapler, this issue with Carlos Correa. Nothing. Carlos Correa and Gabe Kapler are not two things to complain about equally here. It's just there will be times and reasons to wonder whether or not Gabe is the right guy for that player or that player or that player, but it's got nothing to do with the issue at hand. As a matter of fact, he is the only guy, Ray, that I'm willing to excuse and exonerate from any guilt of this. This isn't business done in his office.
No, well, it's also not done with him in the room. I mean, this is...
Right, they tell him who's on the team, not the other way around.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, beyond all the rest of that, you know, Gabe Kapler is, like most managers, pretty much just an adjunct of the front office anyway. Between the lineups he puts out, the strategies he employs, the pitching that he uses, and the order in which they're used... it's the off season. The manager is, you know, he may as well be fishing. I mean, he has to go to organizational meetings, but for the most part, he's off till the 1st of February when he's got to get spring training organized.
Right.
So, yeah, Gabe Kapler's not the issue.
No. Gabe doesn't enter the picture until everyone's in Scottsdale.
And more to the point, he's not really a good stalking horse for why the Giants aren't winning. We just saw what the new business model is. Even if it wasn't the old business model, the new business model is we're not spending money. Pure and simple, we're not spending money. So if you're not spending money, then do what the Pirates did and don't get involved in free agency. Don't bother. Because if that's how you're going to do this, don't say we will not be outspent. Because this time, they got outspent by the Yankees. But okay, Aaron Judge gets to decide. They didn't get outspent by the Mets. The Mets spent less to take Carlos Correa than the Giants said they were willing to spend to get him. So this is now more not about losing, you know, race to offer a guy the most money. It's about bailing out of a deal that you've already made. That's it.
Yeah,
and that's more than we can't afford it. It's we don't want to.
Someone from the 510 on the Xfinity mobile text line said, I thought that Buster Posey was supposed to bring credibility to the Giants front office. No. Buster Posey's there to bring likability to the ownership group. But Buster,
well, he's more likable now than he was.
Look at it this way. Buster Posey doesn't do anything to help the Giants run any more than the medallion on your hood helps your car engine go. He's just a medallion on the hood. And I say that with all due respect. If Buster would ever asked about anything baseball, he would have the right answer. But he is nothing more than the pretty girl that you might want to talk to in the corner of the room if you were a free agent.
But he's also not empowered to be that, even if he has baseball expertise to provide. It's not business expertise, because that's what we're talking about.
Right.
This is not about baseball at all. So, you know, Buster Posey's not part of this either.
No, not at all.
You know, it's, you know, we the first two texts we've gotten are for two guys who had nothing to do with this deal.
888-957-9570. This is Adam in San Francisco. Hello, Adam.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me on, guys. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. What do you got?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Paul Correa and what's going on here, because I've been a lifelong Giants fan, and being with the camp with my parents and brother, and now I'm taking my own kids to Oracle, and it's going to be kind of hard to go to games now. You can't even trust the team. I mean, how does something like this happen? And is it Farhan's fault? Is it the owner's fault? I mean, where do we place the blame?
Well, this is
the owner's fault.
Pretty much what we're talking about today. And Ray and I, who we don't agree on much, I think both absolutely have the right person to peg this on. Well, this comes from down on high. And it could negotiate. Look at it this way. Ross Stripling, whatever you need, Farhan. Sean Manaea, whatever you need. Haniger, all right, well, we're going to make enough money to where we, you know, we'll check in with a younger Johnson. But when you're talking about an amount of money that you normally spend on a skyscraper, that's when you bring in, you know, the big decision maker. And unfortunately, for the San Francisco Giants fans, the decision maker seems to be a hard to get a hold of, perpetually cheap, frugal, doesn't really want to win douchebag in Florida. So that's rough. It's a tough place to be operating from.
Yeah. That's how this boils down, unless the Giants have a elaborate song and dance that is more persuadable than the evidence we have so far, which is they had a deal and then they bailed. And the only guy who can bail out of that deal is Charlie Johnson.
Yeah, this goes right to the desk that says the buck stops here, and it stops on Chucky's desk.
No bucks for you.
Yeah. Bob Myers was on with Steiny and Guru as Whitey was in yesterday. And Bob Myers had this to say about how ownership does matter when it comes to getting deals done on high.
And I think 90% or more of GMs clear these things with their owner because the money is so big now. It's not, I think in the past, not that the deals were small, but you're talking about $300 million and you're talking about what happens if you get it wrong or right. Owner engagement has probably never been more than it is now, because I think when you buy a team for $1 billion, $2 billion, $3 billion, you're going to be involved in your team for the most part. That wasn't always the case. 25 years ago, teams were going for $100 million, $200 million. Still an absolutely crazy amount of money for most people, but that's different. This is going to sound bad to say, but there was a lot of people that could buy a team for $100 or $200 million 15, 20 years ago. There's not a lot of people now that have $3, $4 billion to buy a team, a football team, a baseball team, a basketball team. So the people that do want to know what's going on, and I get that.
The thing is, the Giants are currently in the hands of this ownership group because an ownership group that did care died. Died. That's why it's Charlie Johnson now.
Yeah. I mean, I get why you would be leery of spending that much money and that many years, but that's a decision you have to make at the outset.
Right.
You know, because I refuse to believe that Farhan Zaidi did this deal on his own without talking to anybody.
There's a reason why Jillian doesn't go to Versace to start her shopping trip. Because she knows that we can't afford that. So we don't even bother shopping in that store.
Well, maybe
we
go to stores harder.
We go to stores that, well, you know, amen. But hey, whose side are you on here, Ray?
I'm just saying, is she worth Versace or not?
There is a... No, there's no woman in the world worth Versace. It's ridiculous.
Scared money don't make money.
No, that is ridiculous. First of all, we have signed the free agent. That is the, unless you are galactically wealthy, don't even bother walking in here store. So we don't even bother walking in there. It's the same reason why I think of my next car and I don't pop on into Lamborghini to start browsing. That's just not going to happen. So we're going to start walking on the lots that I know that should I actually be interested in something, my wife isn't going to beat me over the head with a frying pan if I went ahead and actually bought it.
I mean, the dynamics are really pretty simple here. Either Farhan Zaidi went off on his own to do the Correa deal because he felt lousy about not getting Judge, which seems unlikely. He talked to Greg Johnson, said, I want to offer this to Correa. And Greg Johnson said, fine, without clearing it with his father, which is also plausible, certainly more plausible than Zaidi going off on his own. Or Greg Johnson went to his father. His father said, yeah, go ahead. And then changed his mind and just said, get out of this. I don't want to do it. And if it takes that long to make up your mind about 13 years and $350 million, you're not engaged. You're not paying attention.
What's the thing?
Because that's a simple yes or no.
So we're eating at the French Laundry tonight? I can answer that question at the speed of light.
Yeah, I mean,
that's just a no. We're not going there tonight.
And if you say yes, to me, as soon as the other side is notified, we can go with that. Your word needs to be your bond.
Yeah.
Even if you don't like the deal all of a sudden, you have to go, you know what? We're in, so we're in.
You can't not support the deal you put on the table.
Exactly. And that's so they either don't communicate well enough, they do communicate, but it takes them too long to make up their minds, or they got sheet jerked by their own guy. Those are the only possibilities at this point.
888-957-9570. We have calls lining up, and as soon as we return, we will start taking those calls. But just to add a touch more personal insult to the injury of this whole thing, Ron Krawczyk in the Chronicle today said that Correa clearly wasn't expecting any complications. As a matter of fact, he went house hunting with his family on Monday afternoon over in Lafayette. Correa, his wife, his child, and business managers enthusiastically looked at one house listing, and the agent wrote an email to the Chronicle saying that Correa saw several houses on his tour, described Correa as gracious, delightful, totally kind to those joining him. He chatted easily and expressed excitement at the prospect of joining the San Francisco Giants. 17 hours later, the Giants abruptly postponed the news conference to introduce Carlos Correa as their $350 million man. If you are on hold, you are coming up next. Another man who wrote yet another magnum opus about how this all fell apart, Tom Verducci from the pages of Sports Illustrated. He'll be joining us at 4:15. We've got Steve Kerr joining us at 5 o'clock. Don't you go anywhere. You want to get in line, get there. 888-957-9570. And I really mean this. Normally, I feel like it's my job to tell a sports fan in the Bay Area, you don't need to be as angry as you are. My job today is to tell you, you need to be angrier than you actually are if you are a San Francisco Giants fan. I really mean that. This should piss you off maybe more than any result, any Dodger game ever produced, because this is your own organization doing that to its own credibility.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.